back. Just wanted to come back on here, and I'm sorry, I want to apologize for it taking so long to get a podcast out. Been dealing with a little bit of rough road in my part, not health-wise, but just other things. But I just wanted to get on here and chit-chat a little bit about grieving. A lot of mine has been grieving and letting stuff go, moving on to bigger and better pastures, I guess you could say, and just leaving the negative behind. And, you know, just researching myself pretty much on a mental and emotional note. It's been really, really hard. But it's also been very cleansing. The one thing I've noticed about grieving is that it sneaks up on you anytime it wants to. There's no given time or rhyme or reason of why it does. But I do know that for myself, I'm kind of just tired of crying all the time. You know, I mean, I cry over everything. Of course, part of that is the drugs I take, but, you know, I know a lot of it is, I'm still dealing with some emotional stuff, and I need to learn to forgive, and I've really tried to do a lot of that kind of work this time around. It's funny how, you know, a person that has been dealing with cancer, the emotional baggage that you didn't realize that you already thought you left and let it go just creeps right back up in. So evidently I haven't let some stuff go from like many, many years ago. I find that it opens your eyes up a lot. And I know that's a lot of work to do while doing treatment and stuff like that. It is. But it's right there, so why not deal with it? By the grace of God, my last CT has been clear and no sign of anything, by the grace of God only. My relationship with God, I feel, is getting closer, learning a little bit different techniques and praying. You know, reading the Bible is like, for me, is like what I really need to do. And I have found that doing so a little more often than what I have been. I do it daily, but I find myself just picking it up throughout the day, maybe, or I see a passage, and then I just think about the passage that I've read, or, you know, I mean, God's a constant in my life today. Without, you know, piddling in the yard yesterday, and repainted my mailbox, and that was so good. It felt so good to get out and do something actually like that. And I mowed my front yard yesterday, and I'm looking at moving to another town. I think it'll be very beneficial for me, but at the same time, it's scary, you know, just starting over in a new place. I've been here at this place for almost 9 years, and it's scary, you know, because I really guess I got complacent is what I want to say. And it's like there's just more opportunities for job-wise. And, you know, I can continue doing my podcast work. And I'm sorry if I sound a little funny. I've had teeth pulled. I'm working on the denture aspect of my life right now. And it's a slow process. But I do know that I have found that life itself has been a change for me. Friends that I thought were friends are not my friends. And, you know, it's like, it's a shame because the person is a couple people I know. They are really good people. But a lot of it is that they can't be honest with themselves. And I'm also in recovery for alcoholism, so I have to, like, you know, do step work, too. So it's kind of like a cleansing all the way around, I guess. Becoming very healthy for me, anyway. But I pray for them, and I really hope that they can come to their wits about being better healing themselves, I guess. My pastor had given me a book to read, and I've been reading it, and it's kind of different in the beginning. I think I'm into the first chapter, I think. It's different. That's the psychology, it's interesting. I guess I just want to say that, if we all continue to shove everything down deep because we don't want to feel the hurt or we don't want to feel the pain or the fear or, anything other emotion, you just don't want to feel, you're going to be in a lot of trouble later on down the road. So my advice would be to take care of it right here, right now, and do it. Just let it go. As I always say, my granddaughter says, let it go. And I'm not going to sing anymore because I don't want to do a copyright thing, But, she sings Let It Go all the time. And I go, okay, I'm letting it go, Missy. And, it's just really one thing I've got to do, I just got to do it. And so, other than that, it's kind of been a whirlwind of different things going on in my life. Been spending a lot more time with my kids. It's been wonderful. I love conversating with them. And, it's, holidays aren't what they used to be for sure. Because, it's kind of like everybody works. And it's like, don't forget that, the dollar's not the whole, what I want to say, doesn't make the world go around as far as family goes, Don't forget that, Family is what's important. Needing that relationship with your kids or your loved ones or your husband or whatever is very important. I know myself have dealt with it's been a year since my husband left, and I'm okay with it. I feel great. It's like it's been a rough road, I'm not gonna lie, but you know what? I like my alone time. I like not depending on anybody but myself as far as, emotionally. I know that my kids have really helped me out a lot in that aspect, in support of, if I cry on their shoulder or, need a little bit of help here and there, they've been there and it's been wonderful. But it's time for me to start a new adventure, and I'm really excited to get going and moved. It's just it's a scary thing, Back in the day when I'd up and move all the time. I could not stay still. I moved, and believe it or not, you still grieve over the places that you used to go, that you've left before. I really loved Montana, and I never realized that I did not grieve, I should say, on the aspect that I left something that I really loved. And it's like just a it's a connection, I guess. But grieving comes in all sorts of shapes and sizes, and on every little thing. I mean, you can grieve because you lost a job. You grieve because you lost a favorite hobby. You can grieve because you lost your favorite shirt or your favorite car. You had to let it go. So it's kind of like grieving is everywhere, and it's kind of an attachment, you invest yourself in it. And I know it sounds silly with a shirt, but it happens. I really, really feel that, opening my eyes up to this this last couple months, you know, it's been like, wow, I really, really have been grieving so much. This explains why I cry like a ball baby. But at the same time, it's like, you know, I have to contribute that some to drugs too. You know, the cancer treatment. And so it's kind of like, well, it's a targeted therapy, so, you know, anyway. But anywho, I just kind of feel that, you know, it's time for me to start new, just begin a new life. I mean, it's my old life, but you know what I mean. And, you know, I've had to double check to make sure that I'm not doing a geographical change. You know, in recovery, you have to make sure that you're not moving just to get away from your situation. I had to weigh all the options, you know, what's going to be good for me, what's not. I just think that it's best for me to do this, and I'll be closer to more family doing that, and whether or not they want to come visit or not, I don't know, but you know how it goes, or I can go visit them. But you know, it's just kind of like, I'm just excited. And if I could, then, you know, I'm gonna eventually get a van, and I'm eventually gonna live in it. Eventually. God willing. But anywho, all in all, grief can attack you, or can, I said, how do I want to say, can well up inside of you in a blink of an eye, man. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. At the same time, it's like, it's such a pain in the butt sometimes. I mean, I watch commercials of like a cat. Like, there was this one that was for a cat food, and it had a white cat. Well, when I was growing up, all I had was white cats. So, you know, I'm sitting there watching it, and then I just start crying. And it's like, it's so silly. Straight out, so silly. But at the same time, it's like, wow, even my emotions from back as a child that I didn't really think mattered, you know, it shows that I still had a little grieving going on. And that's okay, because now it's out and it's done and I can move on. But I guess I want to say that, you know, for those of you, and I know there are some that have lost loved ones, and you know, I've dealt with a little bit of that too. People that I've known that have been diagnosed and they're gone a week later. It's truly, I deal with survivor's guilt some, you know, because it's like, okay, so God really has a job for me to do. I really have to get it together because God's got a job for me. And whatever it is He's wanting me to do, then that's what I'm going to do. Because I see the sadness in people's faces just walking down the street. You can't imagine, I mean, I couldn't imagine the grief and the sadness that they're carrying that maybe they don't know how to let go. It's just kind of, it's just sad. I mean, stop for a minute when you're like in, I mean, I don't know, like in a grocery store or on the street, you know, and you're downtown and you stand there and you just watch people's faces. Look at their faces, because they're like, they look so sad or angry. And you know they've got a lot of stuff going on. I have a friend of mine that is, I am really, really proud of her. She's in stage 4 lung, and I have just been really amazed at how God works in her life. I mean, she's a true inspiration. They told her that when she was diagnosed back in, I think it was 17, she was saying that she didn't have but maybe a couple years, you know. And look at her now. Man, she's just still going. And I mean, she is really very strong. She just lost a couple friends of hers this year, and to the same thing, to cancer. And it's like I can't imagine the grieving that she's going through. You know, I pray that, you know, God keeps her lifted and gives her strength. I really truly believe that God's got her work cut out for her yet. And she is truly, truly a blessing. And I just pray for those that continue to fight this fight. I don't know. I'm just kind of like how blessed I am and how grateful I am for the experience. I really kind of wish that people could actually be honest with themselves when it comes to grieving and feeling their emotions and being true to themselves. You know, it's a messed up the world has messed each individual up. I mean, as far as, you know, their experiences and not knowing how to handle them or not knowing how to let it go and, you know, just kind of just keep moving on and moving on and just stuff until finally one day it just blows. And, you know, they shouldn't have to walk that, shouldn't have to walk it at all. I know that my one friend I thought was a friend, I don't know how to put it. I really need to forgive her, and I forgive her now, you know, for not treating me like I'm an equal, always beneath. And that's her stuff that she's got to deal with, and that's where I call the sadness and the not letting stuff go always. You know, just let God have it all 100%, and let Him be in control, and relinquish that control of holding on to those emotions. You know, I mean, I know a lot of people don't want to get hurt anymore, and you know, I don't either. But you know, if you don't take those chances, then what? You're just living in fear. And fear is a liar. You know, fear has no place. No place. Except when you need to fear God. Because I don't want to deal with His wrath, man. Because I wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of it. But, you know, it's just, it's sad. It's just so sad that I just don't know what to pray for her. Other than, you know, God knows what she needs. I do hope that one day that she will be able to talk to me about it and we can move on. But, you know, I believe that our friendship is done. And that's okay. You know, I mean, if that's what she needs to do, that's good. I mean, you know, that she's got to take care of herself. I just kind of, I miss talking to her. But that's all right. Everything's good. So anyway, this weekend, Mother's Day weekend, and next weekend, my granddaughter and I are gonna try camping for the first time together. And I think I'm gonna grab my other granddaughter and see if she wants to come camping too. So we'll see how it works, 'cause I've not taken her camping, and I figured, well, why not? You know, she's old enough, and she likes to fish, and you know, we'll probably do the whole s'mores thing, and you know, just have a heyday. It's all good, providing that we don't get into a red burn warning. You know how that goes. But aside from doing that, you know, it's just I've been teaching my granddaughter how to write letters and mailing them in the actual mail, and getting away from the computerized emails and stuff, to actually put effort into writing a letter. And so the first letter she got from me, she was just ecstatic. She goes, "Grandma, I got it, I got it." And I'm like, okay, cool. So I sent my other grandkids some, and each a letter too. And it's just because kids like getting letters in the mail. I know when I was a kid, I loved it. I still love getting letters in the mail. I think it's awesome. Because it's like you take the time and you put yourself into it. You know, it's more personable. So yesterday, I went to I don't know how many stores trying to find stationery. And you know, we have gotten in such a digital world that there is no stationery anywhere. The only thing I found was colored paper that you could write on that didn't have the lines. Well, I'm trying to teach her to be uniform in her writing, and because she's starting to learn cursive. So, and she just, you know, she's doing very well. So I figured if, you know, I could get my other granddaughter and my grandsons involved, I think it would be pretty awesome. But, you know, it just was really hard to find any. I finally went to the thrift stores and found a little bit. But I think I'm going to look on, you know, a couple sites and see if I can't get any ordered. And we'll go from there. But I don't know. It's just kind of been fun. And so, you know, it is, I know this is just rambling, it's just about my podcast name, but, you know, that's just what you get. And I want to do a shout out to Jim for being very patient with my podcasting and doing my editing for me. He's been a godsend, very nice friend. And I really, really appreciate what you do. And I pray that, you know, he continues to do whatever it is that he wants to do in his life as well. But I don't know. Other than that, you know, I've been planting flowers. I went to a friend of mine and she gave me three tomato plants, and I'm known for the tomato plant foster mom, so I foster them because people take the tags out, so you don't know what you're going to get. So we're going to find out what tomatoes I got this year in my garden, and I only have a little garden because all I have is tomatoes. I'm thinking about planting potatoes, though, and we'll see how that goes. But that's where I'm at. I'm feeling pretty good. I mean, I feel really good. I've had a lot of energy this last week. And it's felt tremendously. It's been great. I mean, I haven't felt this energized in over 2 years, and it's been fantastic. And, I'm hoping that I can do more camping and get out there and be more with nature, you know, and eventually, I want to go Bigfoot hunting, but I can't go get anybody to go with me because they think I'm crazy, and they, you know, but that's okay. I can be a crazy lady. It's all right. I just know that God's with me, and he leads me to where I need to be, so hopefully one day I'll be blessed enough to see one, But, you know, I can't believe that this whole world is so big, and God didn't make anything else but us here. So, you know, you got to think about that. You know, there's all sorts of things going on, I mean, in this world that we have not even found. So, hope that everybody has a wonderful week. I'm going to try and get another podcast out this weekend, or this week anyway. I'm shooting for Monday or Tuesday, hopefully. And so, anyway, everybody have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And happy Mother's Day to those. I'm sure this is probably going to be a little late after Mother's Day getting posted. But happy Mother's Day. Every mother is a blessing. And, you know, make sure you give them hugs and loves if you can, whether they're here or not. You know, it's a moms are awesome. Mine's gone, has been since 2000, and I miss her daily. There's stuff that I wish I could talk to her about, but you know, it is what it is, and it's okay because I know I'll see her again one day. Oh wow, I'm a poet and didn't know it. Just kidding. Anyway, y'all have a wonderful day, and I hope that you come back and listen some more. I'm gonna be on a regular basis, hopefully, now, and we'll see what happens. God bless, and peace out.